This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Monday that 11 bodies have now been found in the wreckage of a beachside condominium building that collapsed on Thursday. Officials say 151 people are still missing as emergency workers sift through the rubble of the 12-story Champlain Towers high-rise. Workers are using rescue dogs and sonar to look for survivors. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Ray Jadala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but of going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into its place. On Sunday, a search and rescue worker tumbled 7 meters down through an opening in the rubble. Emergency crews have now been on the scene for more than 100 consecutive hours. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials have all promised a thorough investigation. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in the Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms that won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States said it looks forward to this week's trade talks with Taiwan as the two economies continue to strengthen bilateral trade ties, despite China's objection. After a 5-year pause, the U.S. and Taiwan will resume talks under the Trade and Investment Framework Agreement, or TIFA, council meeting on Wednesday. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters Monday that Taiwan is considered a leading democracy and a major economy and security partner of the United States. She said Taiwan and the U.S., quote, will continue to strengthen our relationship across all areas, including on economic issues. She added, quote, we're committed to the importance of the U.S.-Taiwan trade and investment relationships. In Beijing, Chinese officials voiced their opposition, saying China has always opposed any U.S. attempt to elevate relations or engage in official interactions with Taiwan in any form. In a statement, Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Taiwan will continue its close economic and trade relationship with the United States, further, quote, exploring cooperation in areas of mutual interest through the talks under TIFA. Taiwan is the 10th largest trading partner of the United States, and the United States is Taiwan's second largest trading partner. The vice president of the European Commission Monday warned against complacency regarding the COVID-19 pandemic as the highly infectious Delta variant, first discovered in India, continues to spread on the continent. During a European Union parliamentary committee meeting, the European Commission vice president said a recent advisory from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control indicates the Delta variant is expected to account for 70% of all new cases in Europe by August and 90% by the end of that month. He said modeling scenarios by the center suggest that further relaxation of coronavirus safety restrictions would lead to, quote, a significant increase in daily cases in all age groups, and with it, a probable increase in hospitalizations and deaths. The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Monday to reconsider a major transgender rights case, letting stand a lower court ruling that a Virginia school district acted unlawfully by refusing to let a transgender male use a bathroom at his high school in accordance with his gender identity. The justices decided not to hear an appeal of a 2020 ruling by the federal appellate court based in Richmond, Virginia, that had gone against school officials and in favor of transgender student Gavin Grimm. The court gave no explanation for the ruling. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.